In this session, we're going to discuss another reason, yet another reason, why most professionals, the vast majority of professionals, possibly yourself, are hardwired for business failure. And we're going to use a model that I developed called the Business Maturity Continuum. The Business Maturity Continuum. And the reason I call it that is because it deals with three stages of business life, in much the same way as you and I have different stages of our personal lives. We're going to go through infancy, adolescence and maturity. Infancy, adolescence, maturity. So let's do that using a graphic right now. In the first stage of any business that we call in business models the wonder stage, the stage of wonder, where everything's exciting and new and we're rapidly successful and we win new clients and create new revenue, the business owner runs everything. They're in their infancy, and the business really is the owner. They are one and the same thing. And that is fine in the first year or so of any effective business. That might carry on for a while, but eventually we hit a block in progression. We start to plateau. And you'll have found that you move into an era of business behaviour that we call adolescence. It's the era of blunder in any business progression. And think for a moment what you and I mean by adolescence. If you've had children, or you've observed yourself, if that was possible, stand outside yourself and remember what you were like as an adolescent, you recognise that adolescence carries a number of qualities and characteristics. Adolescents are often troublesome. They're often troubled. They know everything. They're often self-opinionated, completely consumed with self-possession. The world revolves around them. They're often aggressive, they're argumentative, they know it all. This is the world of the adolescent. They're also very excited about life. They're breaking out towards independence. They are independent. They want to be independent. And to me, this phase of business life is rightly called adolescence. They know it all. They want to be their own people. And what starts to happen in a business that reaches adolescence, that really starting to blunder around and creating all sorts of problems for itself, where things are dropping between the cracks, where suddenly instead of working 40 to 50 hours a week, it's 50 to 60 hours a week just to try and keep still and deal with all the things you promised to do and all the problems now erupting within the business, is that the owner begins to understand that they can't do it all themselves. Things really are beginning to fall apart. And they start to either outsource some responsibility or bring people on board. So gradually the owner is beginning to separate themselves from the business. That's the phase or era of adolescence in any business. Then we reach, if you're lucky, if you're really fortunate, a small number of businesses, the minority by far, reach business maturity. The period, the phase of business life that we call thunder, where things are just erupting in such a phenomenal way that everything is beginning to multiply towards success. Everything is going so smoothly. All that is good is beginning to happen. And in this period or phase of business, the business maturity, something quite profound comes about. Usually consciously, usually by design, the owner recognises that they cannot survive and continue as they are unless they create a separate entity, which is the business. And they separate themselves from the business in such a way that eventually the owner frees themselves from the business and the business could continue with or without them. Until you reach that stage, you have not reached business maturity. The problem is that the struggle that erupts between the business and owner tends to be like this. The business needs certain things, the owner wants certain things, and they aren't necessarily the same things. And until the business and the owner reconcile those differences, until the owner allows the business what it needs to grow and develop and become successful and effective and exceptional. The business will never deliver to the owner what the owner really wants for his or her life. That then is business maturity, and not reaching that stage is another reason why I say that most professionals are hardwired for business failure. The question is, how do you correct that situation? How do you get to maturity?